which is like, how many dogs do you have right now at the Maui Humane Society?
Yeah, we have about 120 dogs in our care right now. And with the cost of, you know, everyone has felt inflation over the past, you know, year, right? And the cost of pet food and the cost of shipping has increased so dramatically that, and so has our population. So not only are we dealing with, you know, more expensive care for our animals, we're dealing with a heightened population that we haven't seen, you know, way before COVID. So, you know, this is really the best opportunity to fundraise on behalf of Maui Humane Society. And like you said, be able to experience some of these top luxury resorts in all of Hawaii and be able to experience it with a shelter dog. I think, you know, we really should have some of the past winners come in and talk about it, because the faces that we see the night after the sleepover at the shelter, or sorry, at these hotels, you know, they just talk about how wonderful it was to be the person to walk around with the dogs and have people come to them and just shower these animals with love. And some of these animals do get adopted after their night at the shelter, which is, you know, the best thing that we could ask for. So it really truly is a once in a lifetime opportunity. And it's so much fun. And also the photos, you know, as you know, I'm a photographer. The photos that come out of this are just absolutely adorable. It's just, it's hard to put into words, really. The animals are just so happy. The people are so happy. And, you know, the entire resort gets to benefit from it, too.
That's a good point. By the way, it's MauiHumaneSociety.org. People have to get on this, because, truthfully, it goes pretty quickly, doesn't it? I mean, this is, Wags to Riches is on right now, and people are already starting to get some fundraisers so that they get a chance to be the people who get to go and stay at the hotels. And how does that work? Tell me, if someone wants to get a chance to be the one who gets to take a dog and stay at one of these fabulous resorts, how do they get about doing that?
All they have to do is to go onto MauiHumaneSociety.org, and you'll see right on the website the Wags to Riches homepage web tile that they can click. And all they need to do is register for the event, and then they share it with their community through email, through social media, however they want to share it, and ask people to help fundraise. Right now, the top six people will be winning a stay at one of these resorts. And right now, the number six person has raised $180. So there is more than enough room for people who haven't started yet to still have a chance at winning one of these rooms. So I really encourage anyone who's thinking about getting involved to sign up today and to ask people to donate so that they can have a wonderful stay with a shelter dog.
You know, you just encouraged me. I don't know if I'd be able to win. But I mean, truthfully, I did imagine that there'd be a lot more. I don't know. Do people wait to the... I mean, this would... Okay, first of all, when I'm hearing this, I'm going, there's no reason to wait on this. This is not like a silent auction, folks. This is not like it's good to wait to the end to enter. This is the kind of thing you want to get on right away, because the longer you have a chance to raise funds, the more funds you can raise. And it was interesting to me that you just don't go to the Regular Humane Society. There's actually a site you can go to that makes it easy for you to be able, and correct me if I'm wrong, but my sense of what you said is that you can easily go to the site and then be able to post to your social media sites and even use this site to go to your email list, etc. Is that the way it works?
Absolutely. You know, QGive is the platform that is used to collect the donations and the fundraising, and they make it so easy for you to be able to share this, you know, in your email list or on social media. You know, you can just create a post right then and there through QGive, and it'll go on your Facebook page. And it'll go on, you know, like the news feed, and your whole friend base will be able to see it.
I think it's amazing. I love that. If you're just tuning in, I'm talking to Katie Shen, I'm Director of Marketing with Maui Humane Society, going to MauiHumaneSociety.org. And what we're talking about is Wags to Riches. In case people just tuned in, can you let the people know again of the hotels participating this year in Wags to Riches?
Yes, it is the Four Seasons, the Andaz, the Fairmont Kailani, the Royal Lahaina Resort, the Hyatt Regency, and new this year is the Residence Inn Wailea Marriott.
I think that's fabulous. And I have to say, I was really impressed. Now, I know the history because I remember when this started, the first year this idea started, because I was asked to participate. The first year this started, it was going to going to the Humane Society, and staying in the kennel, in the whole place where the dog is held. You would sleep the night in the kennel. And it was actually a huge success, right? You did that for, was it 2 years or 3 years that way?
Yes, this is a spinoff of our sleepover at the kennels. And the reason why it changed was exactly like you said, because of COVID. We couldn't have people gather at the Humane Society. We couldn't have people sleeping in every kennel. And so we had to come up with a creative idea to, you know, do some sort of fundraiser. We wanted to do some sort of sleepover. And, you know, we were talking about these hotels, which at the time were completely empty because there was nobody here due to COVID. And we knew that they were pet friendly. So Jenny Miller has had great relations with the hotels. She used to work at them, and she was able to secure rooms. Originally, it was only three hotels. It was the Four Seasons, the Andaz, and the Fairmont. And every year we've just expanded. So it really, truly is, honestly, it's the coolest thing that I've ever been a part of. And, you know, it's just so much fun. And it's really exciting to see how competitive people will get. And I will tell you, Cindy, the last week is when people really start dialing in and really increasing their fundraising amounts. So if people are thinking about getting involved, do it today. Don't wait. You want to make sure that you have a fair, you know, people know about it before that last week.
Yeah.
But like I said, the sixth person right now has raised $180. That means that there's a very good chance that you can win one of the rooms at one of these six unbelievable resorts.
Well, it was kind of funny because I asked you the other day, I said, well, do people get to be able to pick the dog that goes with them too? And then you said, well, how can we do that? Because maybe that dog would actually get a home and find a home before the event happened. So we have to figure that out later, which totally makes sense. We would always hope, first of all, and first and foremost, that someone could help find a loving forever home with one of these wonderful dogs that you have. And you've created so many amazingly creative ways to keep the dogs who are there healthy. I've been really impressed, Katie, with how the Maui Humane Society is so concerned with the mental health of the stress that these dogs are under. Some of them have been at the Maui Humane Society for 6 months or even maybe a little more. And so you've come up with things like Dog on Demand, which is a chance for people to just go down to the Humane Society and take a dog out for a day. And it's wonderful for the dog, and it's wonderful for the person who gets to take the dog out for the day.
Absolutely. And, you know, I've spoken to so many people in the community who are like, yeah, you know, I'm interested in volunteering. Volunteering at Maui Humane Society is very simple. We don't require you to, you know, reserve time to come in. Honestly, once you become a volunteer, you can come in whenever we're open. But Dog on Demand really allows people that first step into volunteering without having to make the commitment to, you know, like the orientation. And I think it's been a phenomenal outcome, you know, just for our dogs. But, you know, to let people know, like, it's a very easy barrier to step into. And it should be a positive experience for everyone involved. Yeah. And getting the animals out of the kennels is the most important thing. So.
Yeah.
I just wanted to let you know our oldest, or I should say our longest length of stay animal has been here since June 11th, 2022. So
Wow. We
are almost at 2 years, year, in 2 months. So,
and people can see, there's a lovely chance to see the videos, et cetera, on the MauiHumaneSociety.org. Is this Wags to Riches your biggest fundraiser of the year?
Yes, it will be. You know, later on during the holiday season, we have a silent auction, and we have different events that will be happening, but Wags to Riches is definitely one of the biggest ways that we're able to fundraise for Maui Humane Society. You know, and in June, we'll be having our photo contest, which is always
it's a
fun.
Calendar, folks.
But, you know, this is
it's a calendar that's a very popular event, right?
Say again?
The calendar, right. The photo is the calendar. Yeah. Which I, by the way, I love that calendar. We have it in our studio on the Buzz, and always good to look at it there. It's so well done, and it's so interesting. It's a beautiful, beautiful job on that. So what do we expect? Okay, say I just won, and folks, I'm pretending because I'm not going to. Let's just say I won Wags to Riches, and I get to take a dog to a hotel. How do you handle it? How do you set it up? How do the people, tell me the logistics of all this.
Sure. So the winners will be announced on April 28th at noon.
Oh.
We will individually call them. We'll share it on our socials, but we'll call the top winners and we'll let them know which hotel they'll be going to and which dog will be accompanying them. But the event doesn't happen until the 29th. So on the 29th, we'll let them know what their check-in time is at the hotels, because each hotel has a different check-in time. Their resort fees will be taken care of. So they go to the hotel, they relax for a little bit, and we'll let them know probably around 5 o'clock or so, 5 or 6 o'clock. The animals, the dogs will meet them at the hotel, and we'll meet them in the lobby.
Ah.
And, you know, we'll snap some photos of the excitement between the dog and the human. And, you know, you see everybody in the lobby just get so excited as well. And then that's kind of the beginning of it. And depending on, you know, which hotel, they might have a really nice luxury bed that they might be sleeping in. Maybe they get a little extra robe or slippers.
I assume you don't mean the dog doesn't get a robe or a slipper.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
No, you're joking, right?
You will see, sometimes we see these dogs in the human robe. You know, people really love to spoil these dogs. That's why it's called Wags to Riches.
That's amazing. Now, I had seen a picture with the lay around the dog. I did see that. I mean, in the past, right? Yeah. You've had lays for the dogs. And so people may not know, but Katie's an amazing photographer, a really good professional photographer. Katie, do you get to go down there and take pictures?
I will. So I will likely be one of the people who will be driving at least probably three of the dogs.
Wow.
Two or three of them. So I'll have somebody accompany me either in the driver's seat or in the passenger seat, and we'll take the dog to the hotel, and then we'll take photos, and then, you know, we're on our way.
Mm-hmm.
We'll bring beds, we'll bring all of the supplies that you need to take care of the dog for the night. But sometimes the hotel has that too. So,
To provide the food for the dog. You'd have to an overnight bag for the dog, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And And we'll have enough food for the morning too. But you know, the next morning we pick them up at around 8 o'clock or so, and then the person gets to enjoy the rest of their time before checkout without the shelter dog.
Well, they're going to have to get up early to do a walk on the beach there before the dog gets picked up. You got to do a morning walk.
All of the dogs will have their Adopt Me collars so that the community and the resort guests know that this dog is available for adoption. It really is just truly a really exciting event. And, you know, for those who are not able to join in, you know, just stay connected on our socials between April 28th and, you know, end of the day on the 29th, because so much will be shared between those two times.
Is that going to be a good time to check Facebook out?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, because I know you're very active on social media, Instagram and Facebook. So, as you were talking about being at a hotel and having the thing available like Adopt Me, you have had amazing success with people who have come. Now, I think it was about 4 years ago you started where people who are visitors could come and take a dog out for the day to the beach or whatever. And you have found through that program that there was a backlog because some one or two people actually videotaped it and were very active in social media and got some of that went viral. And you have found through that program that a lot of people who may be visiting fall in love with the dog here and then arrange to somehow take that dog back home. How does that work?
Yes, Beach Buddies. So Dog on Demand that we were talking about earlier, meaning that anyone can really walk through our doors, say that they just want to take a dog for the day to get them out of the kennels, was really a spinoff off of Beach Buddies. Beach Buddies is typically geared a little bit more towards tourists and can be sold out like 3 months in advance.
Wow.
But because of this elevated population, we needed to create something that allowed people, if they, especially if they're local, to just be able to come in. Beach Buddies does have a few additional, you know, a little bit more of like an orientation so that people know where to go.
Yeah.
A lot of the times when people are on Beach Buddies, you know, they don't know what the West Side is. They don't know what upcountry means.
Yeah.
You know, they don't know the layout of Maui. So really giving them information about where they can and cannot go. But Beach Buddies has been a great success. You know, we've had tons of different dogs go all over the mainland because people have met them on Beach Buddies and then have fallen in love with them. And we're able to help coordinate and provide, like, the health certificates, any additional, you know, vaccinations or anything that animal will need before going home with you. Basically, the only thing that we need to make sure is that that person speaks to the their airline to make sure that they can add a pet to their ticket, and usually it's about $100. Honestly, it is less expensive to adopt from Maui Humane Society than it is to adopt on the mainland. We have $0 adoption fees for nearly all of our animals. We only have adoption fees for kittens at this point. And so when people fly back to the mainland, you know, oftentimes adoption fees can be anywhere from, you know, $300 to $600.
Wow, I didn't know that. And well, we only have a minute and a half, but I do want to mention the success of the Puppy Bowl, which you've been very involved with as well. I don't know if people are aware of it, but the Puppy Bowl had started, I think it was last year, the year before last, I guess we'd go by that. And it was a huge success, and it was a way of people around the whole country to be able to see dogs from the Maui Humane Society and hear their story, right?
Yes, I mean, 2021 really was an amazing year for Maui Humane Society. Wags to Riches was highlighted on Travel and Leisure, on Fox News, and the New York Post, and then we were nationally recognized through the Puppy Bowl, you know, that following year as well. So, you know, the filming for that happened in October, and Animal Planet came in August to film Hoku at Twin Falls and also at Ho'okipa. And so it really was an amazing year in 2021.
And it got national news here as well as international news. And it was wonderful. I have to say, this is really important, folks, because sometimes these donations come in, not just from here, people on Maui. Other people who come sometimes like that will also give donations. And the donations are really important. So, I mean, it's so expensive keeping the dogs and the animals at the Maui Humane Society. I once heard the budget, and it blew my mind how much it cost with the overhead to keep all those wonderful animals there. And you know, it's always donation. You know, maybe you don't want to do Wags Riches, but you can always donate, or you can support somebody else who is going to do it, and that can help as well. Go to MauiHumaneSociety.org and get involved. I thank you so much for calling in, Katie. Love you.
Thank you, Cindy. Thank you so much. Aloha.
Aloha.